You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box, okay?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Yeah, sit down. Be humble.
No brainer, no brainer.
Sit down.
No, no, no.
Be humble.
God, it's not over.
Sit down.
If we do the right thing,
be humble.
Sit down.
Be humble.
Have some fun and don't worry about winning. Let the chips fall when they go.
Hello and welcome to the Bench Squad Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Fantasy Now because later it's off season, so you can't. Today I have with me our commissioner Brian Jun.
What's up?
And what kind of intro I should give him, but you know, he came in with a lot of heat, a lot of fire in his eyes and in his heart. And in his crotch. So we have Fire Crotch Joe. Welcome, Joe.
Hello. That's very accurate to describe how I'm feeling.
I mean, we all we do here is point out, you know, just the facts is what we do. Only facts.
Yeah, there's no subjective takes here.
Zero. We're really going to get into it, especially with the Brian Joe matchup this week. But before that, we are over one quarter through the season, into the 17-week season. And some crazy, crazy teams this week, this past week, going off, even with despite the buys. And we have big buys coming up this week in week 7. So we'll talk about those. But yeah, let's go through the matchups in week 6. First game, I'll go through mine. The Fantasy football team single-handedly, handsomely, extraordinarily beat, I'm projected 4, I guess, 125-86. Saquon D's butts came through with a barely beating 100 with 100.16 and a win against Team Che, 89.5. Team Ron Artest, 116.58 against Harry Christians, who's going through some injuries. It's going to be a tough one to ride it through. You new team name, beat Joe this week. Joe had a good game. Roster for sale, 113.15, but still got beat by the newly named team. You got Sutton on your chin, 156.59. And our commission.
Yeah. Joe scored well, but that was still one of the biggest margins this week.
So. Yeah.
My defense didn't show up this week.
It did not.
I mean, even if it did, right? We'll talk about it. Fresh Prince of Alair, 121.3 in a win against all Mahomes' Pat My Chubb. You're 5-1 here, Brian. What's going on?
Yeah, my defense showed up today.
Let's go through the standings. Since we're a quarter through the season, I think we might have done this last week too. But, Brian, you're leading your division, the Pancake Division, in a 5-1, 99% playoff percentage. Good for you. Team Ron Artest, who was, yeah, strong start.
If we add up my playoff percent and Paul's playoff percent, we are a shoo-in.
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 If honestly, if you guys just like swapped players a little bit, you guys could both make playoffs, and Steve still couldn't make playoffs because he's at 35%, number 5 in the Pancake Division, 1-5. I shouldn't go this hard on Steve anymore. He had his week. I'm moving on.
Yo, that's they gave Paul a 1.
That so yeah.
That kills me.
I just realized.
It's not impossible.
Steve and Paul have the same record now.
Yeah.
Both 1-5.
They've been at the same record, I think, every single week. Yeah.
Impressive. You can't do 12 hours each at IHOP. That doesn't work.
What's the tiebreaker? Points allowed?
Well, actually, I think they're playing each other this week. So one of them, I mean, it can't tie, right? They can't tie. Can they?
Well, they could. No, I hope not. There is a tie. There is a section four ties, though. So,
yeah, we'll find out.
If we're gonna see a tie in this league, it'll be this game.
For sure.
All right, let's go. Let's go into the matchups. The first one we're looking at, and we got a new sub, a segment today. It is called, Quarter Mortar. So, we're gonna point out players in people's teams that are going to take them through the rest of the season. Might have been a player that's popping off right now, or maybe about to pop off, you really believe, or just strong from the beginning and you know you're gonna get the most out of them all season long. So first matchup we're looking into is Team Che versus all my homies, Pat My Chubb. Team Che is 3-3. But they're both 3-3. On the Tim Kim team Tim Kim, we got Patrick Mahomes, Myles Gaskin, Zach Moss on a bye, DJ Moore, Jamar Chase, Travis Kelce, Antonio Brown, Bills defense, and Ryan Succop. On the other side of the ball, we got Dak Prescott on a bye, DeAndre Swift, AJ Dillon, DK Metcalf, Justin Jefferson, TJ Hawkinson. Oh, Justin Jefferson also on a bye. We got TJ Hawks monster, T Higgins, Cardinals defense, and Brandon McManus. Currently, even with all the buys in, I know those buys are in the Bills defense buy on the Tim side. Tim's team is still projected to win 66%. Also, I want to call out on the divisions page, Tim is 3-3, and I'm 4-2 leading the division, and he has a 75% playoff percentage, and I have a 52.
Something's not right.
I really don't know what's going on.
I think it's the system is biased towards Kim's. Like, I don't know how, like, Steve is, like, projected fourth all season and Tim is, like, projected to win.
Yeah, someone's rigging this and I can't figure it out. We're going to get to you. Joe, any thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Tim's team started off super strong at the beginning of the year with his Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, RIP Steve pickups. But I think I really liked Adam's roster. But the thing that's sticking out to me is both his quarterbacks aren't available this week. We have Dak Prescott out on a bye week and Russell Wilson still on IR. So, you know, I used to have a lot of QBs for sale, but I offloaded one of them. So, I mean, there's some decent QBs out on the waiver wire right now. But overall, I think with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce still being in the game, and I feel like Antonio Brown's going to destroy the Bears this upcoming week, I think Tim's set up for a good week.
Yeah, if you know some good quarterbacks, you should let Robin know as well, because he needs to curse more quarterbacks.
We don't need to talk about it. That was a warm up round. That was a little test to see if he could get 10 points, and he was close. So we'll just give it to him. Some quarterbacks on the waiver wire. We got Ryan Tannehill projected the most against Kansas City. Sam Darnold against the Giants. That should be a good game. That would be a good pickup, I think. Baker Mayfield is supposed to be playing even after that like shoulder injury, after he already popped it out in another game. That guy is wild. I personally wouldn't take my chances on him.
I think he needs to take a little bit of a break.
Yeah. You got Matt Ryan back from the bye against Miami. That's a pretty good matchup as well. Jameis Winston against Seattle. Jameis, how has he been doing? In my head, he's just a wild card. I mean, he's putting up like decent numbers, and then two like big numbers, like 25 plus. Nothing special there. But yeah, with those options, Myles Gaskin. Tim talked about it in our chat, but like he doesn't do Tim any good, but I don't know. Does he have any options here other than him?
Well, looks like he's got a... So Nick Chubb is hurt, and it sounds like he's not going to play this short week. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to play Ronald Jones. You could possibly play J.D. McKissick. It looks like he's bouncing every other week. He has a good game, so this would be the game where he does not have a good game. Mm. So maybe You know, patterns never lie. Like,
yeah, it really doesn't.
Sports, like, they don't lie. So he probably has to pick someone up.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. But the good thing here is that Tim's projected 87.7 and Team Che is projected 61.8. So y'all both have a chance.
But I would like to say that Team Che has Kamara and Deebo Samuel coming off of – they were on bye last week.
Ooh, oh, man. Yeah.
So now he has Kamara and Deebo.
Did we just lose Brian?
Yeah, I thought it was me. I'm still here.
Oh. But what was he going to say, do you think?
I think he was going to curse another player, another running back probably.
Wow. Tech really just saved us there.
Yeah. Adam, you should thank Brian's internet provider.
Let's see. While Adam goes on hold with Comcast for hours, let me chat Brian. All right, we'll move on without Brian for now, because I don't want to go through and edit it. But
I agree.
Yeah, let's do it. The next matchup here is Harry Christians against I'm projected 4, I guess. We got Harry Christians. Paul is 1-5 and 1-5. Steve, there on Paul Wu's team, we got Josh Allen on a bye, Christian McCaffrey on IR. Josh Jacobs, Antonio Brown, Michael Pittman Jr., Tyler Higbee, Marvin Jones Jr. on a bye, Ravens DST, and Harrison Butker. On the other side of the ball, on Steve's side, we got Kyler Murray, Antonio Gibson, who is questionable, Chuba Hubbard, which that sucks for Paul to see on the other side, Devontae Adams, Tyler Lockett, an empty tight end spot, Devontae Booker, and the Buccaneers defense with Young Hui Koo as his kicker.
Hey guys, did I miss anything?
were you gone?
Oh, I don't know. I just was maybe I missed something. But
yeah, no. Brian was just doing some. He was going through our spreadsheets and doing some analysis while Joe and I were stalling. Brian, what'd you come back with?
I think Team Che is gonna take this one actually.
Brian, we moved on to the next one. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
We're on Harry Christians and I'm projected for. Valiant effort. On this game, with all the buys this week, the projection win probability thing is going wild. It's 75% Steve right now. But honestly, like on Paul's side, I'm worried for him, especially rest of season. Like, I know we forgot to do a quarter mortar on the last one, but this one is like quarter no mortar. Like, Josh Allen on bye, but he's going to be fine the rest of the season. Christian McCaffrey IR, like, he back on the IR, right?
Doesn't stay healthy.
No, he can't. Let's see. Michael Gallup's on IR and bye, but Noah Fant is questionable. Devin Singletary, bye. I don't know. You get Calvin Ridley back at least, but, like, you're kind of – your running backs, you got to put Mike Davis in, which isn't terrible. We'll see.
It's not. And it's against Miami, too, so that's one where you might be able to expect something.
Yeah. And then on the other side of the ball, we got – I mean, it looks more solid on this side. Kyler Murray, Antonio Gibson, even questionable against Green Bay. I feel like he's going to get worked there. Chuba Hubbard, he's going to be the main guy. Devontae Adams, he's solid. You know, like – overall, I'm going to give this one to Steve.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, one, I would just like to voice a little bit of disappointment because Steve's usually pretty good about having his projection updated by the time you guys record. I just checked. He's projected 6. So just want to point that out as we move forward. But, like, Steve probably has the worst fantasy luck I've seen in my life. I mean, I'm looking at his total points. Like, he has more points than most of, like, he's definitely on the top half of points scored this season. Yeah. So, I mean, overall, the roster's been good. It's just his luck is terrible. Maybe Paul's what it's going to take to break that losing streak.
Yeah, and if we're going to see, like, some crazy upset in the NFL this year, wouldn't you love to see it done by the Houston Texans against the undefeated Cardinals? Like, it's not going to happen, but, like, if it were, and then it's, like, Steve lost because Kyler Murray throws, like, two picks and one intercept and one touchdown for 200 yards. I don't know. I said I wasn't going to be mean to him, but I'm still being mean. Brian, who you got on this one?
I'm going Harry Christians. I'm like, yeah, it's just Steve has to be cursed at this point, right? Mm. The only check mark he doesn't have is tight end, and that's because he's got no one there right now. And but, like, this is shaping up to, like, the perfect storm where Steve loses again, and it's just...
Yeah.
But real talk, like... I think Calvin Ridley and Mike Davis can have a good day. And then A.J. Brown against Kansas City. I feel like A.J. Brown actually looks pretty good against the Bills, and the Bills have a really solid defense. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's potential here. There's potential here. I'll just put it there.
Got it. All right, moving on. We got Saquon D's butts, 3-3.
Whoa. You didn't do your segment.
No. It's quarter mortar. Thanks, Joe. Who's your quarter mortar player of this game, of this matchup?
I mean, I think I'd have to give it to Kyler Murray. He's been phenomenal this season. I think he's getting better each game, being more careful with the ball. And here's a secret. You know, when we were drafting, I wanted him on my team. And I think I was like right behind Steve for that pick, and I was devastated. I think that's why I have three tall white quarterbacks, actually, because Kyler Murray was taken away. Yeah,
I see.
Really did the 180. All right, no. Quarter mortar, Brian. Who you got?
Yeah, we will never have to make our own sound effects.
Never.
Let's see. I would like to point out also that. What's it called? In Paul's last matchup, he still lost, but he was, like, losing by, like, 70, and then he, like, kind of brought it up to a respectable amount. Like, I was surprised that it even, like, kind of came close. But quarter mortar. I'm going to go with This is hard. What am I looking at here? Oh, you know what? I'm liking Josh Jacobs. Like, he was hurt for a little bit. He's you know, their coach got fired, but he's been consistent, solid, and, like, yeah. I feel like he's getting healthy, he's ramping up, and I like his schedule in the next couple of weeks as well. I think Josh Jacobs is on the up. I think people are sleeping on him right now because he got hurt in the middle, but I think he'll start rising in the rings.
Yeah, no, I agree there. He's definitely getting consistent work now. Which is a good look. No, quarter mortar. Mine is Chuba Hubbard. I think Christian McCaffrey being on the IR again, not a good look. Even if he does come back, I feel like they're going to save him until if they can make the playoffs. I think Steve might have lucked out on picking up Chuba Hubbard through two injuries.
Yeah, Steve, he got that guy before Christian McCaffrey got hurt the first time. So this guy, I don't know. That's the one.
Yeah. I mean, Steve's thing is picking up that second string running back. He also has Alexander Mattison because of all that. It's just his thing. But I think on Steve's team too, I just want to call out Miles Sanders. I feel like the next half of the season, we might see more of him. Did you guys see that Bucks game? Every time he ran the ball, good things happened, and, like, the crowd is, like, crazy. Cheering. Yeah.
Hopefully, the first time works. He touched the ball was, like, in the second quarter, and the crowd went nuts. They're like, yeah, hilarious.
All right, moving on to the next game. We got Saquon D's butts 3-3 against Team Ron Artest 4-2. Saquon D spots. You know his team has Derek Carr, James Conner, empty running back spot, Cooper Kupp, Brandon Cooks, Darren Waller, Robert Woods, Packers defense, and Graham Gano. On the other side of the ball, Matt's team, we got Tom Brady, Aaron Jones, Khalil Herbert, Tyreek Hill, Henry Ruggs, Dawson Knox, Melvin Gordon, Panthers defense, and Justin Tucker. On that side, Dawson Knox has a bye. He's questionable anyway. He has to pick up a tight end there. And then on Yunho's side, he has his wide. It looks like he updated his roster. He needs a running back to play this week. He doesn't have anyone other than Tyson Williams because Barkley's out. Kareem Hunt IR. Deontay Johnson. Oh, no, he's a wide receiver.
Yeah, he's going to need to pick up a running back, too.
Yeah, this. And it looks like. Matt needs to pick up a tight end. And, like, he has some options I feel like he can drop. Like, Samaje Perine. I don't know what his status is, but I don't know if he's worth keeping on your bench. Like, this is a good opportunity to maybe secure Yunho from getting a running back. But then Yunho really has to, like, step up and get a tight end, because the tight ends are pretty slim, I think.
Yeah, it's really slim.
Be interesting to see. But overall, I will give this game to... I want to say Tom Brady doesn't have a good game against Chicago. Khalil Herbert.
Chicago did against the quarterbacks. Even Aaron Rodgers, obviously he made some factual statements last game, but even he struggled a little bit.
Yeah. He owns us.
That's just
us.
So annoying.
Yeah, I know, dude.
It's like, right, but it's like, really?
Yeah, you don't have to say it. We are all thinking it.
We know you're right.
But... Yeah. And it was like the 100-year, and what does that even mean? Like 100-year anniversary of the rivalry? Like
what rivalry?
What competition? No, we're getting there. We're getting closer. We're getting closer. One day, when Aaron Rodgers dies, then we can, or retires, then we can maybe have a chance.
So next year?
Yeah. or just goes away from our division.
Yeah.
I'll give this to. I want to give this game to Yunho. The win probability is 50-50. They both got one empty spot right now. Other than that, like, they have a pretty good, like, solid lineup, because they're not really affected by the bias, or the bias aren't really that important to them.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but my little probabilities thing disappeared a couple weeks ago, and it's not coming back.
Really?
Like, I don't have the percentages anymore.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah, it's yeah.
It leads to worse decisions, honestly.
Yeah. So, I guess I'm gonna say Yunho has been doing a pretty admirable job with the cards he's been dealt. Like, his round one running back went down. And, like, Kareem Hunt becomes his round one running back, and now he's down. And, just keeps trucking on. And so my brain wants to say Team Ron Artest, but my heart wants to say Saquon D's butts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... I'm going with my heart this time. I think Saquon D's butts is going to take this one, too. Yeah, I don't know. Something about Matthew's, like, usually strong lineup just doesn't feel exactly there this week.
Yeah.
Like, I think Khalil Herbert, isn't Damian Williams supposed to come back?
He's coming back. He's coming back.
Yeah. Now. And then we got Henry Ruggs. I feel like, you know, some weeks he screws you over, some weeks he's okay. And then Melvin Gordon, you know, same deal. I feel like some weeks he's like, okay, some weeks he screws you over. So we'll see what week this is for, you know.
Yeah, Ruggs is interesting because Yunho has Derek Carr and Darren Waller, and Darren Waller taking targets away from Ruggs, and then Carr will offset somewhat with Ruggs. So, Yeah, Brian always follows his heart, and his heart always wants butts. So Saquon these butts. Joe, who you got?
You know, I'm also going to follow my heart. I'm going to go with Team Ron Artest just because I feel like Tom Brady is going to just have a day with the Bears defense. Like, I think what I've observed during his time with the Bucks is, like, they get so many penalties, and then there's weeks where it's just really bad. Like, last week, I think they had over 120 total yards in penalties. And, like, if you remember last year, right, like, they got all those penalties against the Bears. Tom Brady lost track of the downs. And then the next week, no penalties, and they just destroyed. So I feel like it's going to be that kind of week. The problem with the Bears' offense is they just can't hold on to the ball for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
So I think Tom Brady's going to have
a field. What year is it?
Dude, it's 2007 still, baby. Goodness. It's the first year my team's not the Brady Bunch, so I'm actually pretty depressed about that still to this day. But overall, I feel like I'm not a big fan of the Cooper Kupp Robert Woods combo, just because, like, you know, one's gonna pop off.
It's gonna be against Detroit. This is Matt Stafford's homecoming, man. He's gonna show out, and, and, like, I think that he's gonna put up a lot of points, and, like, so it doesn't matter which one you put out. If you put out both of them, you'll get the combined effort, you know, and I think the combined is gonna be good.
Good call.
I mean, good for me. He's starting for me this week. So, you know, I like that take.
Oh, shoot. Wait, but then, like, no lie, like, you have to feel like Matt Stafford just wants to freaking put beating on Detroit.
Oh, yeah. The years he just suffered there.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
oh my goodness.
He so wants to just wreck them so hard.
Just like, this is what you had, and what did you do with it? Like, my goodness. I don't know if I have a quarter motor player for this one. I wanted to say Cooper Kupp, but he's had a couple of down games. It was against Arizona and Seattle. I know the Seattle one, they didn't really, like, need to pass to him. And then they brought it back against the Giants. But the matchups are good. Like, the matchups are pretty solid until we get to later in the season. I don't know if I have a solid one other than from like the red zone carries that I see a lot of James Conner. Like,
was going to be.
Yeah.
I think James Conner is, you know, he's not spectacular, but he's on a great offense and he's making the most of it. I think James Conner he's going to be solid this year.
Yeah. And they got the extra blocker with Ertz now. Like, I think the both running backs are going to elevate. But, yeah, I see James kind of getting more targets. And so it's funny. I was watching the game and someone was like, oh, like, it's funny how James Conner isn't getting hurt on the Cardinals. Not that he's not on the Steelers. But, yeah, I don't know. Joe, who's your – you said you're the same player for you?
Yeah, no, I think I'd go with James Conner too. I feel like just everyone on the Cardinals is doing so well, and they have such high upside. So, I mean, good for everybody who has a Cardinals player on their roster.
Yeah, honestly. Cool. Let's move on to the next matchup. We have my team, Fantasy Football Team, 4-2 against you got Sutton on your chin, 3-3. Oh. My brother on a choy matchup.
Brother Bowl.
We got on my team the always reliable Taylor Heinicke. We got Najee Harris, who's on a bye. Darrell Henderson, who's in. Amari Cooper on a bye. Mike Evans, Mark Andrews, Jonathan Taylor, Rams defense, and Matt Gay. On the other side of the ball on Andy's crazy team, we got Aaron Rodgers, Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, Allen Robinson, Cortland Sutton, Hunter Henry, Devontae Parker, Colts defense, and Matt Prater. Zero byes.
Wow. That is actually impressive. That's impressive. Steelers defense bye. No, he really wanted that defense.
I'm winning this one now.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah,
they could have played against anyone, you know. It could have been the Texans this week.
Yeah, I haven't like set up my roster on purpose because I want to like talk through it here. But like, okay, Amari Cooper's out, so I'm gonna put Tim Patrick in. I would put Emmanuel Sanders in, but he's out. I don't have on like I have Amon-Ra St. Brown, and then Mike Evans. Like Mike Evans, I hope he has a game, but like I just like am always uneasy with him.
Oh, you know what? Actually, we were talking about a Matthew Stafford revenge game. Let's talk about the Jared Goff revenge game. You know what I'm saying?
The back and forth.
And he was didn't he recently have something where he's like, "Oh yeah, I like this St. Brown kid." You know,
oh, Jared
Goff. I don't know. Like, I don't know what a revenge game looks like for Jared Goff. But yeah.
I heard in the Lions press conference, the head coach, is he Dan Campbell? Yeah, is that him? Yeah. He's just like trying so he's hard. he very, very composed coach. Yeah, but I guess I don't know. Like, I wouldn't play him against Mike Evans. The only reason I would play is if I believe that he would have a higher ceiling in this one, which like it's the Chicago defense. Is Mike Evans against the Chicago defense or Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's not really like proven himself against the Rams defense? I don't know. Might just have to keep Mike Evans in there. But other than that, it's not too bad. It's just like overall, I don't have any one like this week that I'm super excited about that would be like, oh, like I could beat Andy this week.
I mean, I think there's a couple interesting like wide receivers out on waivers too. I was taking a quick peek at that too, and I saw some interesting names like Darnell Mooney. I think he's still available. Oh, yeah. I think AJ Green is available this week too. Like he's been doing pretty well. Kyler Murray's been throwing a lot of passes to him. Gotten a touchdown last week, touchdown like 3 touchdowns this season, so it's pretty hit or miss with that guy. So there are some dependable backups this week
too.
Yeah,
something about the desert, man. They're staying healthy down in Arizona.
Yeah, I something over there is like sports wise working out real well for them
for sure.
I think all sports are rigged and those teams are just bringing in more money by getting wins and people are going to move there because Arizona needs the cash flow. Moving on to vroom, Mortar Quarter. That was, wow, this show is getting so wild right now. We didn't even name the winners, did you guys?
Oh no, I'm going with Andy. Like his roster is cracked. Like I'm like looking at it right now. I actually am questioning why Allen Robinson's in the starting, like as one of the wide receivers. I would personally like move Devontae Parker in there and then put like Leonard Fournette or Julio Jones in, just because I think with Justin Fields as a starting quarterback, it's gonna be all Darnell Mooney moving forward anyways. So I mean, like, that's the thing, right? Like anybody he puts in, I would start on my roster over most of my players. I'd have to give it to Andy after he dropped 150 points on me last week.
You got to give it to him.
Oh wow, I just refreshed my page and looks like you put in some of your players in.
Oh yeah, I said I was talking through it on this episode.
Yo, I'm gonna be honest, like this is like I think Andy has a really good team, but I feel like mostly it revolves around, is Derrick Henry gonna single-handedly win him the week or not? You know what I'm saying? Like if Derrick Henry has a 40, he's gonna win. Yeah. But if Derrick Henry has like a 20 or like a 10, he has a pretty respectable total, I feel like. So it's like can this big boy keep doing it? I don't know. You know, something like, let's see, Joe Mixon against Baltimore. I think that kind of feels like a trap because Baltimore absolutely schooled the Chargers. I was pretty surprised.
Mm-hmm. Surprised.
Yeah, and we're talking about Allen Robinson against Tampa Bay. And, like, you know, I don't really trust, like, these people. Like, you know, Devontae Parker, even though against Atlanta, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's tough. I think I think, Robin, I think you got a good shot. I don't know who you're going to start at quarterback, but I think you got a good shot.
I'm keeping Taylor Heineke. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, wow.
I made a side bet with Andy, and I said Heineke was going to do better rest of the season than Kirk Cousins.
Uh-huh.
And Kirk Cousins on the bench, and he was looking better than Heineke.
Kirk Cousins not looking so bad right now.
Not too shabby. I think my worry here is that anyone who had that big play potential is kind of on a bye. Mm. Everyone else is kind of more consistent. So, yeah. But I think Tim Patrick is going to get 100 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, wow.
And he's got his new team name, dude, Cortland Sutton.
I like that name a lot.
Yeah.
It's a good name. Solid name. Better than the I hope he. I don't remember what it was.
I'm very curious. Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick, once Jerry Jeudy comes back, I don't think it's guaranteed that Jerry Jeudy is going to be the number one or like in fantasy wise out of those three if he's going to perform the best. So I'm really curious because I think whoever comes out as the number one will be a quarter motor player.
Yeah, it's hard to come back from high ankle sprains.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit even once you start playing.
Right. Do you guys have any room quarter motor players?
I mean, I think it's Derrick Henry for Andy. Like, I remember, like, when we were drafting, I had the second pick, and I thought about it, Derrick Henry or Dalvin Cook, and I was like, there's no way the man, like, I believe, you know, the law of averages, right? He'll eventually get back to where he should be, but, man, he has proven me wrong all season, so I'm going to put my quarter motor something on that guy.
All right, sounds good. All right, into the last matchup. Brian, did you have one? Do you got a quarter motor player?
I'm gonna go with
Jonathan Taylor.
Good player.
Yeah. Mm. He's been ramping up.
Yeah, and he's doing it with only like 14-15 carries a game. If they bump it up,
that is wild. Yeah, and it's not like he's not like a big pass catching running back either. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. I'm happy about it. Moving on to our final matchup, the one that we were waiting for, roster for sale 3-3 versus Fresh Prince of Bel-Air 5-1 in a non-divisional matchup. Against two people who are right here, live right now. On Joe's team, we have Matt Stafford, Cordero Patterson, Alex Collins, who is questionable, DeAndre Hopkins, Chris Godwin, Mike Gesicki, Odell Beckham Jr., who sucks, Cowboys defense on a bye, and Greg Zuerlein also on a bye. On Brian's team, he has Jalen Hurts, quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, who I am... might give him the quarter mortar player of the week here. And Damian Williams, Daryl Williams, Damian Harris, Daryl Williams.
Basically the same Ooh. Names.
Terry same McLaurin. Person. Yeah. Do I continue this? Terry McLaurin, Mike Williams on a bye, Kyle Pitts, Elijah Mitchell, who I was hoping was on the waiver wire, Bengals defense, and Tyler Bass, who's also on a bye. We also
I've had Elijah Mitchell for the whole season, and I spent so much budget on him, and I haven't started him once.
Oh, yeah. So, how much did you do? It was like 20 plus?
Yeah, it was 20 plus. It was like, oh, I think it was 30. God. Yeah. So I spent so much, I've never started him.
That, I don't know. Maybe it'll come back.
I don't know. I think it's sunk cost right here. Sorry, continue.
No, the only thing I was going to mention, not only thing, but like two big players, Chase Claypool, Zeke, both on a bye on your team. And also I heard Michael Thomas might not be coming back anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. I heard.
And then, yeah, big bye. And then this is a big, I think this might be the biggest bye week game. And it's funny that it's this matchup. On Joe's side, Dalvin Cook, yeah. Austin Eckler, Justin Herbert. I mean, like, Dalvin Cook, you didn't have for a couple weeks, but, like, had he been there, those three players are possibly, like, half your team points for the week.
Yeah, that is. Yep, 100%.
Yeah. I don't know. And yeah, we have Damian Williams listed as out right now, but you think he's going to play?
I think so. I mean, I think because he was out because of COVID protocol last week, right? Okay, yeah. So I think he should be fine. Yeah, it said he tested positive, but is feeling better. So hopefully I'll be able to have him in next week.
Yeah, I'd much rather have Damian Williams over Alex Collins.
Or even Odell. I had no choice, guys.
Yeah, Odell, like, oof.
They need to trade him.
He should just play soccer. Yeah, Brian, what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think I said this before the recording, but if I didn't, I'm sorry for repeating myself. But yeah, I was like, oh yeah, this week is rough for me, advice. And then I looked at Joe's team and I was like, oh, actually, it might not be that bad. But honestly, I still have a pretty bad feeling about this game. Like I was talking about the Matthew Stafford revenge game, Cordell Patterson is still the 12th ranked running back, and he had his bye week already. And then I don't know. There's some, like, Joe is just, it's just bad luck, man. Ever since he stopped me from having that undefeated season way back when, it's been no bueno against Joe. I can never count him out, so I don't feel so good.
He's in your head. He's in your head.
He is. He really
it's
is.
The
in
defense.
My head. It's the defense. Is the defense going to come clutch this week?
Yeah, I will also give the game to Joe here. I'm sorry. Yeah, I think the ceiling is way higher on this side. I think you still have a solid floor. I don't know. Mike Williams is out. Kyle Pitts coming back from the bye against Miami. I think he's going to have a good game. Yeah, I
up, so hopefully he continues.
Yeah, I don't know if we. It'd be nice if we could put a tight end in the flex. then you could put Ertz in over Elijah Mitchell, maybe.
Oh, actually, you can put. You can. I see. Oh, is that what I see?
Why?
Oh, we come here for advice. Honestly, this is just a group think tank over here.
Yeah.
Pool our ideas.
Yeah. I do, like, zero guarantees on the advice. Not even like. No, actually, I will give my projections on players other than quarterback position. like solid. 27%.
All right.
Yeah, accuracy.
That's a little inspiring, I guess.
Comment, like, and subscribe. Oh, yeah, don't. It's not worth it. Joe, any thoughts on your game?
Honestly, I think this is going to come down to our quarterbacks, because, like, everyone on my team, like, if you look at my scores this season, they've been pretty consistent, except for, like, one game where I think everyone died, and then I changed the name to roster for sale, but then they were resuscitated the following week. But, like, I mean, like, everyone on my team consistently scores maybe around, like, 9, 12 points, and then it's usually the trio of Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, and Dalvin Cook popping off to kind of get me over the hump. So I think that burden's on Matt Stafford. Love the storyline, and I don't really like Jalen Hurts. Don't feel too good about him after what I saw last week, so... I think it's just going to come down to who's the better quarterback, and I'm going to go with Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
Also taking trades for Matt Stafford, by the way, just
wow, look at this guy.
Throwing it out there.
He's like, I believe in the storyline, but
if you want him, if anyone believes it more. all right, let's move on to the vroom quarter motor player of this game. I am going to give it to Austin Eckler. He's, like, possibly my favorite fantasy player this year. He gets to buy some extra rest. And then coming back, I didn't even look at his schedule and I gave it to him, but he comes back. It's New England, Philly, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Denver, Cincinnati, Giants, Kansas City, Houston, Denver. Like, I don't, none of those really scare me. Solid. What about who's next? Who's got a vroom, 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 vroom quarter motor player?
Brian, you want to go?
Yeah, I got a. My quarter motor player is my secret MVP. It's a Tyler Bass, baby.
Ooh. Dude,
you know what? This guy is like literally my second leading scorer. That's not my quarterback. And what's it called? I never keep a kicker during his bye, but I'm keeping Tyler Bass, dude. Wow. He has been solid and clutch for me. I know when I'm starting him, I'm like, oh yeah, this is an easy 10 points, baby. And wow. So I've been loving Tyler Bass. My MVP is out this week, Joe. You're so lucky.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I have Tyler Bass in my other league, and I agree with you because, like, the Bills are a high-powered offense. Tyler Bass is going to get opportunities, and he's been solid this year. So, agree with your take on that. And then for Joe's,
is it stalling?
Quarter motor player. No, that was the last one, so I wanted to really.
I mean, I think for me on Brian's team, I really like CeeDee Lamb. Like, I think he's gonna quickly overtake Amari Cooper. And, you know, just the Cowboys. Have you guys heard that, like, insane stat? It's, like, when the Cowboys run more than they pass, they're, like, 27-0 or some absurd stat. Really? With, like, Dak Prescott. So, like, I think inevitably because they're the Cowboys, they're going to start passing more anyways, and that's going to lead to some very good fantasy scoring for CeeDee Lamb. So, really like him.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb is
– Dak. If that's the case, we don't even need a quarterback. Just run it.
That's true. Dude, I believe in Dak. Like, I forgot which game it was, but, like, he was just, like, calling the – like, he was just, like, leading the team down the field. And then there was one point where he was just, like, yelling at Zeke to stay out. And then they, like
–
he, like – it was, like, a 15-yard play, like, right inside the five. And then Zeke came in and ran it in. I was like, this guy, like – I feel like he – I don't know. The chemistry on the – Cowboys looks good, and I agree. Like, CeeDee Lamb is fun to watch and have on your fantasy team.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason the Cowboys wouldn't win is because of their coaching at this point with Mike McCarthy.
Yeah,
his clock management is just abysmal.
Yeah, he should just, like, pass over the play calling duties to Dak. I don't know if he's calling it, but. All right, that gets us through all our matchups. Big bye week. Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. I last week knew I needed to have a win because I was, like, expecting to lose this week. And that's just how it goes sometimes. And we didn't, like, no matter how, when you, like, are like, drafting and trying to not get players in the same bye week, like, once the trades happen, once the injuries happen, there's nothing you can do. So do your best. any last words, Brian?
Thanks for coming on, Joe, and to the rest of the league, let's have a great week.
Joe, what you got?
Thanks for having me. I really just came on because Brian literally smack talks my team every opportunity he gets. So,
and I now heard I was so nice. I'm so shy when he's here. When I'm looking at him, I can't smack talk him now.
No, we can't. It's if anyone else wants to come on next week to either give Brian and I some well-deserved smack talk, or if you want to sit here while we try to make fun of your team and sit through my if anyone has any segment ideas, send them in into the bench squad podcast at gmail.com. I think we have an email somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then, any segment ideas, anything more fun we can do with the podcast? We could get more people on it too. It doesn't have to be one. So We could do like shorter podcasts and do like multiple throughout the week. Do like 15-minute ones. I think that might be easier to hop on. But yeah, we go along because it's fun being on here.
Can we get a matchup like on the podcast once? I like that Brian and I are playing each other this week.
Yeah.
And that we're both on together. It's because like, you know, if I'm by myself, I'd be like, oh yeah, like, you know, the other team's great, like it's a good lineup. But like since Brian's here, I'm more motivated to talk about how much his team actually sucks.
Yeah.
So
like Joe's not shy at all. He will say it to his face. That's so unfortunate because after next week, week 8, Brian and I are playing, so like we can't who are we bringing on? But good, it was a good idea. It was a good, we'll save that for week 9.
Can you just cut this part and then put it in like the podcast in 2 weeks?
And then like, where did Joe come from?
Yeah.
You just came in with a good idea real quick.
Hell yeah.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great week. Good luck on the waiver wire. I'm going to assume that people are going to be spending this week. So check your competition, see what they need. If you want to be a little sly and squid game it up in there. I was trying to think of a pun on the spot. There's nothing I got. Good luck, everyone. Bye.
Bye.